One of the reasons that there appears to be such pessimism about treating patients with atrial fibrillation is the inability of antiarrhythmic drugs long-term to maintain total sinus rhythm. In general, one quotes an approximate 50% chance of keeping somebody in sinus rhythm for 6 months. This suggests then that the only criterion for successful antiarrhythmic drug therapy for atrial fibrillation is pure maintenance of sinus rhythm. Why must this be so? We accept the fact that a chronic illness such as congestive heart failure can wax and wane, and one may need to treat episodes that occur for various reasons, such as increased salt intake. Similarly, when we treat patients with coronary artery disease, we allow occasional episodes of chest pain as long as they're well tolerated by the patient and occur very infrequently. So it should be with atrial fibrillation, and we should stop using such rigorous criteria for success that one has to have absolutely no episodes of atrial fibrillation during follow-up. We have many patients who have recurrences of atrial fibrillation that are short duration, cause minimal symptoms, and the patient is markedly improved versus their previous history in the absence of drug therapy. Thus, the efficacy criteria is not merely total absence of atrial fibrillation. It is a marked reduction in both symptoms and duration of episodes of AFib.